everyone, and welcome to Everything Digital, the show where we bring you everything cool, everything hip, and everything that's digital in your world today. As always, I am your host with the most, Faith History Insight, and I'll be your digital guide on this series. Now, today we're going to be talking all about education. It's an online brand. It's called teachfornigeria.org, and they do something really important in society, but I can't tell you about it, and that's why I've invited the lady, the founder, Folawe Omikunle. She's in the house today. Welcome, Folawe, to Everything Digital.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming. So now talk to me about Teach for Nigeria. Are you a teacher?
So my background didn't start off as being a teacher. So my background is international law and diplomacy.
Okay.
I always wanted to be a diplomat.
All right.
And then...
And how's that working?
And so well, I'm not...
Because once you become a diplomat, you know we got to be friends.
Yes.
So, so I can come and visit you, all those places.
Not yet a diplomat, but then... So I started off my career as a teacher.
Okay.
As a school administrator in a school somewhere in Lagos.
Okay.
And so it was really by default. I was to join the foreign mission, the foreign service, but that didn't happen. So for me, my brother thought, you know, I could explore joining a school and working in a school. So I joined the school, and it was a Montessori school, which I completely fell in love with.
Right.
I didn't think there was anything that was going to take the place of, you know, the passion I had for diplomacy in my life, but education did. Mm-hmm. And so I started off there.
So it was a blessing in disguise.
It was. I started off then, and then I went and did the Montessori education. Mm-hmm. Maria Montessori was a huge inspiration for me.
Right, because so you're like, okay, this woman came up with this whole modus operandi. My daughter went to a Montessori school.
Awesome. I'm sure you,
foundation.
I'm sure you can see the difference. Exactly. And so for me then, it was really, the next step was thinking, so I continue to be a school administrator, or I will set up my own school, that sort of thing. But an experience at that school struck me, which is how I found myself here that I am. And it was this little girl who was brought from the eastern part of Nigeria, an adopted girl. The mother had her kids relocated, so she wanted a child with her, and so she brought this child to this school who was completely different from every other child who was in the school, and it was a highbrow school.
Right.
And
different,
so
how,
like, she, so just, she couldn't even speak English.
Got it.
She was very, she threw tantrums. Mm. She was very rebellious. And so, you
because
know,
she was acting out because she felt like, okay,
she
nobody's you know? Yes, exactly. Loving me properly.
But this girl, what happened with her was completely transformational. You know, she was in that school, and over two terms, you know, she blended in, and she just became different. You could see the potential.
Right.
You
so
know,
she
and
so really
for
blossomed.
Me, she blossomed.
Over time. And what changed?
She was in an environment that allowed her to reach her potentials,
to
evolve. Mm. And so for me, then, every time I was on the road and I saw a child who was trying to clean my windscreen,
this child just needs that same opportunity.
Exactly. And sad to see that I needed to do more. And it was at that point that I was looking for a platform that would allow me to reach more. And so when I heard about Teach for Nigeria, Teach for Nigeria really is a non-profit organization that is looking to develop a movement of leaders who would fight educational inequity. And so what we're saying is that no child should
be left behind.
Exactly.
Basically.
No child, regardless of where they come from, every child should have access to quality education. Whether your parents are rich or poor, whether you live in a rural community or urban, we expect that you should have access to an excellent education.
Absolutely. And so to achieve, because that's what's going to finally level it up, right? The
exactly.
playing field.
Every thriving society, you know, thrives on ensuring that their human capital and their human development
is working at maximum.
Exactly.
Potential,
so imagine
yeah.
if everyone was working at their full potential in Nigeria. And look at the population of Nigerians. Just imagine. So what we're saying is, to achieve this, we need to channel our most brilliant, the most outstanding individuals into our education ecosystem. And you know, because
and how does that happen? How do you channel them? Do they become teachers? I mean, I don't understand.
Right. So how we do that is through a model that has been successful in over 41 countries around the world. And so what they're all doing is to identify their nation's most brilliant and most outstanding individuals. And these guys come into a two-year fellowship program.
Okay.
And that fellowship program starts with a full-time teaching position in an underserved school. And so they're teaching there for 2 years. The reason for that is really to get them invested and to get them to experience the reality of educational inequity.
I want to find out so much more, but we got to take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to tell me more things about this brand. And you're going to tell me how people who are listening right now can get involved. Because maybe some of them have just graduated or they're already working, but they want something more to give back. They want an opportunity to uplift other people. And I want to find out how they can do all of that stuff. Please don't go anywhere. Guys, you're listening to Everything Digital, and we're talking about teachfornigeria.org. Don't even think about changing the dial. We'll be right back.
Hey, dear. There's this video I need to download for my assignment. Can I use your Wi-Fi?
Oh, sure.
Oh, and I'm coming over with some friends, so they might want Wi-Fi too.
No problem.
I'm talking about up to 5 girls.
Let them come. And you know what? They can even come with their friends. With 20 gigabytes, I've got enough Wi-Fi to go around.
You too can feel pretty cool with yourself with this amazing device offer from MTN. With just 20,000 Naira, you get a 4G LTE mobile Wi-Fi modem plus 20 gigabyte data bundle. That's not all. Each MTN mobile Wi-Fi delivers super fast internet to 10 users as long as their phones are Wi-Fi enabled. Plus, you can use it all over Nigeria, wherever there is 4G or 3G coverage. So grab yours today from any MTN store or on Jumia.com. Offer valid while stock lasts.
Yes, we're back. Guys, before we went on break, we've been talking to Folawe Omikunle. You know, talk to us about 5 things that anybody who's just joining the conversation now can learn and hope to learn from this brand.
One of the things that I would, thank you so much for such a lovely reintroduction. And one of the things that I would like people, the listeners, to take away first is that Teach for Nigeria believes that the only true and sustainable path to ending educational inequity is really by channeling Nigeria's brightest and, you know, best minds. individuals, best minds, exactly, into this movement. We're looking for young leaders. We're looking for passionate individuals who are committed to working in the education space and also committed to ending educational inequity. And so to apply, we ask you to visit our website on www.teachfornigeria.org/apply. Also, potentially, you should have completed your NYSC before applying. And it's a 2-year paid commitment. It's a 2-year full-time paid commitment.
Okay, so it's not like, you know, because that was something else I was worried about. Like, so you go teach and now what? Am I getting paid for this?
Exactly.
So you are paid.
Yes, you're right. Paying. And also another thing Teach for Nigeria does after the 2 years, you should bear in mind that Teach for Nigeria is going to ensure that we facilitate career paths for you.
Got
so it's not going to be a dead end, you know, for your career after the 2-year program.
Got it.
So we're going to ensure that, you know, we build partnerships that will ensure that, you know, after the 2 years, you have something to go on to.
Nice.
Another thing is that you will be accountable for a class. It's full time. It's not a volunteering position. And so you would have to dedicate your entire time to doing Teach for Nigeria. Also, there's a rigorous selection process.
Right. So you know, it's not just apply and you just get
exactly,
in immediately because
yeah.
they're desperate. They want really quality people.
Absolutely. So it's a very rigorous selection process to ensure that we get the best individuals who are going to commit to this for 2 years to teach in underserved classrooms.
All right. It's a 2-year commitment, guys. And if you're listening right now and you want something great to be come in your life and you want to become great and you want others around you to become great, you want to help them to their greatness, this is an opportunity for you. teachfornigeria.org. Thank you so much, Folawe, for being such a champion and really, you know, allowing yourself and your gifts to be channeled in this way, right? To be this beacon, this light for us
Thank
all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And any last information that you want to share about how people can reach you if they want to talk to you some more?
So if you want to, we're available online. So if you send an email to info@teachfornigeria.org or for application purposes, you could send an email to apply@teachfornigeria.org.
Okay. All right. So you heard her say it. We will be right back. We've got some recommended apps for teachers by the TEDx community. Don't even think about changing the dial. We'll be right back. Guys, you're listening to Everything Digital with Faith History.
Alex, where is that your new phone? Please, I need you to snap a very fine picture of me.
You see why I said you need a new smartphone?
Please snap me, Joe, and stop all this your long story. They say I needed to apply for Facebook at a business center.
Business center, okay. To apply for Facebook?
Yes, now. My fiancé said I should open my own Facebook account.
Then all you need is a smartphone. You can open a Facebook account on your phone, share pictures, chat with friends and family, get instant breaking news, and even pay bills.
So, a smartphone can do all these things for me? And I've been carrying this Balasa phone all this while.
Upgrade to a smartphone today and get double data for 6 months on any MTN data bundle you buy. Simply purchase a smartphone from any store, anywhere in Nigeria, or bring your current smartphone from any network. Insert your MTN SIM card to start enjoying your double data bonus. Offer is open to all new and existing MTN subscribers.
And we're back, guys. Before we went on break, we promised to bring you some apps for teachers out there. These apps, you know, were recommended by a TEDx community member, Jessica Dawn Kaiser. So listen up. Number one on my list is Educrations. Educrations is an app that makes it easy to create new videos for learning. So it is a great tool for explaining math strategies with voice, pen, and a screen recorder. So it also lets the students make learning resources for other children to use. So this might be an interesting one for you if you're a teacher, or for you if you're a parent for your kid. All right, another one is called Schoology. This one is a cloud-based platform that is similar to Facebook, only that it includes the needed security features for school use. That means it's safe for kids. All right, now teachers can use Schoology for a class page so that students can post assignments, videos, completed work, and links to it. Draw and Tell is another one. This app can increase creative confidence in kids of all ages. Just draw something, tell a story about it, and share your creation. It's very useful for elementary teachers. I like this one already because I've got a kid who loves to draw. So, you know, I might download this one myself and, you know, have her give it a go. Next one up is Socrative. This learning assessment tool simplifies grading and reports. One recommendation, though, is to try out the quiz feature to enhance student understanding of the classroom content. So again, these are apps for teachers, as well as some of them are obviously for students as well. Now, the last one on my list is not been curated by this TEDx community member, Jessica Dawn. It has been created by us here on the Everything Digital Nigeria show. And guess what? It is a local brand. It is called Rogicate. Now, Rogicate, if you remember, guys, we've been listening from the beginning, is founded by Femi Awosika, and it's basically an app that helps students to learn.